Lecture 22. We're now looking at organic isomers. Organic isomers then, similar sort of definition to inorganic isomers, they're molecules with the same molecular formula but with different structures at a very general level. We then subdivide that into geometric isomers. Now in the case of organic compounds, we're focusing in on double bonds and looking at the position of groups about the double bonds as they vary between the isomers. So in the two examples given, you can see that at either end of the double bond, there are two different substituents. Of those two different substituents then, for instance, in the molecule at the top, the hydroxyl and the methyl group, one of those is given the highest priority, one indicated in red, the hydroxyl. And you look at the other end of the double bond, you'll see the chlorine and the methyl group. The chlorine is then given the highest priority. And the molecule below, those two high priority groups then are on a different position relative to the double bond. So that's how we differentiate the isomers. So it's positional arrangements of our high priority groups across the double bond. Or alternatively, in our geometric isomers, we can look at the position of groups about opposite sides of a ring system. And we'll look at that in a little bit more detail down the track. Now the priority is based on atomic number, and you look from the carbon of the double bond and move down the substituent, looking at atomic number as you go. So in the case of the comparison between the hydroxyl and the methyl, then the O has got a higher atomic number than C, so the hydroxyl gets the high priority. Now if the methyl group was replaced by a methoxy group, so OCH3, then the two oxygens would be equivalent, and the comparison then would be between the hydrogen of the hydroxyl and the carbon of the methoxyl, and at which point you would see that the carbon of the methoxyl made the bottom group the highest priority. So that's the basic concept. Note, you are not summing the atomic numbers that you go along, you're making the comparison on an atom by atom basis down.